I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. Football is back, and BetOnline is your number one information source for all of your sports wagering info with all the up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football right at your fingertips with BetOnline's real updates and statistics, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoff and Super Bowl, BetOnline gives you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Remember, use the promo code BELIEVE to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. My name is James Williams, a reporter and editor for the Orange County Register and the Southern California News Group. And as always, I'm joined here by former UCLA linebacker Josh Woods. Josh, a big week for UCLA and the defense, but more specifically his secondary. But we'll start just with the defense as a whole and I guess maybe got the guys up front. When I think of Cam Ward, I have to try not to say Cam Rising because he's in the news as well. Apparently, he tore more stuff in his knee than he had let on. And so, yeah, I mean, they still don't know when he's coming back, but that's a whole different story. They just thought it was a tear, but now they're saying he blew out his knee completely. Like like Kyler Murray did.
Oh, well, I'm saying nothing on top of what happened last year.
No. I mean, from January, no. But, I mean, he just barely today said. So all this talk about him being ready for fall camp, him being ready to start the season, like they're playing games over there. But it's
crazy. Pretty much that was not really in the cards for him, but they wanted to make it seem like it was.
You think that's for like NFL reasons and stuff? Like,
I mean, NFL conference, like all that type of stuff. Because think about it, they had us have a whole segment talking about it.
Yeah.
So think about as a defense, like, oh, maybe he's playing this week. Like I said, now you have to prepare for him, which takes a lot of time out of your preparation for something that's not going to happen. But you don't know that, but they know that.
Right. Nah, that's true. And actually, so we are going to talk about Washington State and UCLA here for a minute. But while we're on the topic of Utah, did you see what they did for their NIL?
Every scholarship player got a truck.
That's crazy. I'm like, there's no way. I mean, yes, but that's crazy.
I was just a few years too late. You know, yeah. I need some more years of eligibility somehow, some way. Let me go back.
But don't you feel like, and I think the part of it too is like, there's advertising on the truck. I think I saw a picture, but I think it says like the Utah Collective. I think it's still like branding for the collective, for people to donate. I think it has like a QR code and a website, like everything you need so you can donate. So they're pretty much moving advertisement bulletin boards for the collective, which is cool. But I'm just like, I just think like, why can't LA, whether it's USC, UCLA, like they can't get one of these kind of deals going? Like, they can't get a couple of trucks on campus or whatever. Like, it's kind of scary because you probably got players who've never driven a truck driving trucks.
Exactly. and think about it. Where would you fit 85 trucks in Westwood? Mm-hmm.
Right.
There's already no parking.
Yeah. I mean, give them scooters or something. I mean,
a scooter deal would be. I mean, there was a few guys that had scooter deals with the Bruins the past few years. I don't know if that's still a thing, but I know a few guys
really have.
A few guys did have a few NIL scooter deals.
I thought they just paid you guys. I thought UCLA like paid your fees or something for
scooter. It wasn't. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a collective one. It was. It was like individual. A few guys individually, I think, had some NIL scooter deals.
But even during like, because during your time, because well, like I see the guys now when I'm driving into practice. Some of the guys are coming out of the dorms and they're riding on scooters.
No, so guys are buying scooters.
Oh,
yeah, guys are buying scooters like cars.
Okay, yeah, which makes sense. I mean,
yeah,
but where are y'all? Okay, wait, and I swear we'll talk about defense here in a minute, but where are y'all storing scooters at in the facility?
Is there a spot for that? They were putting it like under the staircase or like, yeah, pretty much like underneath staircases. Like there was like certain empty, kind of like empty corners in the facility. Yeah, and they were just like, it would be crazy though sometimes because it was like a parking lot of scooters. We have like 20 of the big like bird scooters just all thrown across in a corner, like in front of stairs and stuff.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. But the trucks were crazy. I don't know what to say to that. I just think that's crazy. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just think it's crazy.
No, like that's a really cool thing. Like, it's mm-hmm. wild when you think about it.
For all scholarship
and like
players.
And it's like, if you already have a car, can you just sell the truck? Like, how does that work? I'm saying, like, is it in your name or is it kind of like a rental thing? Like,
well, that's what I want to know. Yeah,
like the truck is yours while you're like a work car, essentially.
So like Cam Rising's, we believe only going to be here till the end of this season. Does he give his truck back? Does he keep his truck? Does he still drive this truck while he's in the NFL that says Utah Collective on it? Like,
And then it's like, you're selling it. And it's like, who's buying that? I mean, I guess maybe you can like get another wrap, but let's move on.
We'll move on. Anyways, getting back to UCLA football, they did talk about NIL. Chip Kelly did talk about NIL stuff a little bit. He didn't say too much, but there was some conversation about that this week, but no trucks. But anyways, going back to the game this week, Washington State and UCLA, something I want to pick your brain about is Cam Ward, the quarterback for Washington State, is in his second year after transferring in from Incarnate Word. And he's a dual threat guy. Chip Kelly praised Cam Ward's athleticism, accuracy, and decision making this week, along with his skills of being a dual threat quarterback. So for you, Josh, as someone who's played on defense, how do you stop a dual threat quarterback? You have a front seven that's pretty solid and, you know, can help create some pressure there. The secondary, say what you want about it, honestly, hasn't been tested considering the opponents they played. Even Utah wasn't really passing the ball that much. So they really haven't been tested. We don't even know if the Jalen Davies move, having him be the starter, is going to be a good one yet, just because, again, they haven't been tested. So what do you think? What is the game plan kind of going into this when you're not entirely sure about your secondary and where they stand against a solid passing attack, the number two ranked passing attack in the country with 405 yards per game? So how do you stop a passing attack? With the solid front.
But you want to attack the dual threat aspect or just a passing attack? Because those.
Do you treat them separately?
In a way. because a dual threat is just having the element of, because you can have a passing offense, but a guy is like not really a runner. So you're like, he's extending the play to throw it. But when you have a dual threat, he can be extending the play to throw it or actually take off. Because, you know, for example, like a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, he is really good. Well, when he's healthy, he's really good at escaping the pocket, but not to run, but to extend the play. Versus Justin Fields is extending to run, to take off. You see how, like, it's that's where it's kind of different. And one of the biggest things to stop a dual threat quarterback is containing him in the pocket. So as being disciplined with your pass rush lanes, guys not just flying up the field, you know, it's right. kind of, yeah, more crushing down the pocket and squeezing on him. That way there's no lanes for him to step up and run out of and that thing. And then since it's they have such a dynamic passing offense, it's not like you can, you know, keep linebackers spying and locked into the quarterback because you need them to help underneath areas. So that's where it gets kind of tough because you need to have pretty much blanket coverage across the board, but also have guys ready to rally if the quarterback does decide to take off and run beyond the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, it's kind of like that's all the key to good like defense versus the pass is a combination of your coverage guys and your pass rush. You need to have a balance of both because without either one, it's not going to work. Because if a guy is open, it doesn't matter if you have a great rush, if the quarterback can throw the ball, you know, off a one step drop, and vice versa, if you have great coverage but no pass rush, the quarterback's going to sit back there all day till somebody might pop open. So you need to have a good combination of both those things, which is very difficult versus a quarterback like Cam, where he can, like I said, extend the play and also take off and run.
So when you guys are going up against a dual threat quarterback, are the meetings longer? Is the play, you know, the game plan? I'm assuming maybe you guys get a packet or some sort of playbook or installment. Maybe it's all on the app now, but like, is the packet a little bit thicker that week, or I don't know? Like,
no, it's not that. You might have an extra scramble cut up, you know, a film breakdown, but and then during scout periods they might have extended scramble drills where even if the so-and-so quarterback is sacked, they yell scramble drill or whatever. So the scout receivers may keep running around and the quarterback keeps running, and to make guys be more disciplined, staying in their coverage. And also with the D lineman of like having the second effort of like keep chasing and containing the quarterback. So that type of thing, you don't really get like extra packet. You think of like, maybe if, you know, you're playing Caleb Williams and their offense is, you know, more extensive, but
yeah, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is a whole different beast, but I don't know. I think this is a big, let's see what you got game. Really? Like say what you want about Utah. That's just a wacky environment and everything as it is. But like, I think on top of it, maybe I'm putting a little bit more pressure on them. Just from an expectation standpoint, because they're playing at home, right? So you can't say, oh, it was a hectic environment, yada yada yada. I mean, you got the school back in session now. There should be more students there for UCLA, yada yada yada. Everything should kind of be in your favor. I mean, a lot of people aren't picking UCLA to win, but it should be a good game. And we'll talk about another good game briefly here in a minute regarding Washington State. But
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
One other kind of technique question I have. I know you didn't necessarily play DB in college, but I'm just kind of curious on what is like a DB's mindset if, like, I mean, I played DB in high school, but I wasn't really half-assed paying attention, to be honest. I was just happy to be on the team, to be honest. But so I mean, I should be able to answer this question, but I can't. If you're, you know, let's say you're running with the receiver, you think he's running a route, it's, you know, you're thinking it's a pass play, and all of a sudden the quarterback breaks out and goes for a run. Like, whose responsibility? I mean, there should be someone spying or keeping an eye on the quarterback, but like, how does the DB know when to turn around? Does that make sense? Like, you're still with the receiver. You're supposed to be keeping your eyes on him and the ball. Now you have to be worried about the quarterback. Like, how does that work out? Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, you're kind of, again, that's why it kind of depends what kind of quarterback it is. Because, like I said, it's the guy, is he extending the play to make a pass or is he getting out of the pocket to run? And because if he's getting out to continue to throw it, you're in a plaster drill where it doesn't matter if you're running zone coverage before. As soon as quarterback gets out and it becomes a scramble drill, you're thinking plaster. You're thinking whatever receiver is in your zone, you're manning him up, turning and grabbing him. And then a lot of time in those situations, the linebackers are the guys that are expected to rally and get the quarterback if there's the threat, and you keep your DBs locked on to whatever receiver is in the area. And another way that you could kind of tell, if say you're in man, right, and the quarterback gets out, you kind of hear the crowd, you kind of hear
there's like, you kind of indicators, right?
Yeah, like something's going on. You could kind of hear the energy change, and you can hear more people yelling or you know, that type of thing. So you kind of know. For the DBs, are not expected as much to be the guys to leave their receivers automatically, but as like a linebacker and like an intermediate dropper underneath zone guys, those are the guys that are going to be able to see, like, if the quarterback got out of the pocket, if they need to be the guy to second contain and go get the quarterback. They're not like, maybe one or two, like, say you have two linebackers in at that time, maybe one of them is the guy that goes and gets the quarterback, and the other guy is the guy that looks up and sees if he has to grab anybody because they're in his zone.
Right.
So it's things like that which are usually talked out and just a part of your scheme.
So. Gotcha. Okay. There you have it. This is why Josh is here and I'm not doing this podcast by myself, because I wouldn't have answers like that. I just want to reflect a little bit. We'll reflect in a second, actually. Just speaking real quick on the offense, Josiah Norwood talked to the media. Garrett DiGiorgio talked to the media, an offensive lineman and receiver. You know, both of them said the offense has to do better, especially their position groups, holding themselves accountable. And they said that Dante Moore came out and is slinging the rock and, you know, still has the confidence. And if anything, kind of has a chip on his shoulder and could possibly be playing some inspired ball this week, especially coming off a tough loss, you know, having your freshman mistake and then also having a bye week. So they kind of see the fire in his eyes, so that's something to keep an eye out for. But you know, I think guys like Josiah Norwood and that receiver group kind of know they have to do their part to kind of help with what Dante's doing out there. But as we kind of wrap things up here, I do want to kind of reflect on the history of Washington still, or the last game in the history between Washington State and UCLA, because Josh was a part of it. And I think I started covering the team the week before the game, or the week of the game. So it just feels like a long time ago, 2019. We kind of did the math before we got on the pod here. But like, we're in 2023. Like, that is so crazy. And I know a lot of it's, there's not as much turnover. Like, you're not playing a lot of the same opponents as often because you got the rivalries with USC, Stanford, and Cal. So it kind of limits the rotation there of teams you're playing. So it just feels like forever. Before 2019, it was like 2015 and 2016 that they had played Washington State, and Washington State won both of those games. So when you think of Washington State, is the first thing that comes to mind that game that you guys had, that wild one?
100%. I think of course, Tyler Hlinski and the crazy comeback.
Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before, me just being thrown into, hey, you're covering UCLA football. I'm like, I don't know anything about this team. I don't know what I'm doing. Who do I know on this roster? Olo Kenny, Josh. I started looking at all the guys. I know those guys. So I'm going to start writing stories about them and kind of buy myself some time here. So I remember I wrote a story about Josh. Thankfully, I think Josh, they made you available to speak to the media. And I'm like, let's talk about Tyler Hlinski. Let's talk about, you know, your injury history and stuff like that. So I was like really invested in you. And thankfully you were a good interview. I was able to, and I think we even did a one-on-one that week too.
Cause I thought, I didn't know you were covering the team. I thought you were just there for that, for like a story on Tyler. Oh, and like,
you thought you were real special, huh? No,
I'm saying, I'm thinking around Hlinski's hope, like,
gotcha.
Like mental health, like, I was like, oh, this is a weak thing. I didn't know you were covering the team.
No. I mean, to be honest, I didn't know how long I was going to be covering the team. It could have been a 1 week thing, 2 week team. But that's why I needed to write a story about you, because I needed to kind of prove myself that I can be there for more than a week, because they could have cut the cord on me a long time ago. So, but I've done enough to stay around for as many years as I have. But a few highlights for you in that game. I believe you had your first career interception in that game. Chip Kelly was said he was joking around with you, calling you a magnet, because you also had two fumble recoveries, one in which came in the final minute or two of the game, and you guys were able to kind of run out the clock because Josh Woods got that fumble recovery. Do you remember all that? Do you still kind of, does that stuff still play
it's
in
crazy
your head?
Because, well, the interception, I literally had did it the same play in practice, and I got one, and like me, Chris, Lo Kenny, like we all talked about, like, you're gonna get that in the game, and then
that's exactly what I wrote in my story that you said this. Yeah.
Because that was real. Like, that's that's what happened in practice, and then it happened in the game. So like, those are always cool when you're like, okay, I hope this works, and it does work. And then, yeah, it was just like everything falling in line, and just like one thing that I know Chip was always talking about is like effort, just like run to the ball no matter what. And one of the times, like, I remember a guy catches it and like Chris chases him down, and next, and like, I just see the ball, like, but I was like running. I just see the ball, and like, my instinct was like, just jump on it no matter what, like, just jump on it. And like, if I didn't jump on it, they might not have ruled it a fumble. But I think because I jumped on it, and I jumped on it in the frame, right, that in the review, they see me clearly recover the ball. So I got that one. And then the game winner, I told Keyshawn, like, bro, I need you to, like, pass rush. Like, this is your time, like, to make this play. Strip sack. And I just see, again, I see the ball. I just hop on it.
I'm glad you kind of talked through some of your process there when you do see the ball come loose, because I don't know what I would do. I'd hesitate. I'd panic. I wouldn't know what to, like, because you can only prepare so much for it, right? I feel like it's just kind of one of those things, let alone you get two in a game. So the second one, I would imagine you're probably like, what is going on today?
Yeah.
Were you like conference player, defensive player of the week that week or something? You had to have been, right?
Probably not. I also forced one. I don't think they gave me credit, but I also forced a fumble on that one too in that game.
I'll have to look back. I'll get
back
to
that. All the highlights that week were on, because we did lit up 63 points. So like,
that's true.
You can't really give it to me when our defense lit up 63 points, but our offense put up 67. So it's like, give it all to Dimitri Felton, DTR, conference return, something like,
the number,
supposed to do.
The numbers were crazy. I mean, it's just that game is always going to kind of stick with me. I just think that was such a crazy game. And again, I think that's one of the disappointing parts when you think about the Pac-12 and a lot of these teams kind of going their separate ways, because when is the next time they're going to play Washington State? Maybe never, ever. For those who are going to the game or watching the game, make sure you enjoy the game. Take it in for what it is, because in case you forgot, this is the last go around here of Pac-12 teams. And I got a good reminder of that this morning. Again, just as we're wrapping things up here this morning, as I wake up thinking I had nothing to write today, all I was going to do was talk to Josh and then I was going to be chilling most of the day. They re-release the Big Ten schedule. Not only 2 years, 5 years, Josh. I know what I'm doing for the next 5 years.
It's going to change again.
It might. But
I think so.
A quick note from it. The disappointing thing is they were supposed to have travel to Michigan. UCLA was supposed to travel to Michigan and host Ohio State. They're now no longer hosting Ohio State until 2028.
Good. Do we have to go to Ohio State though?
Not until like 25 or 26.
All right. We'll be prepared by then.
Yeah, you should be. There's no excuses. But it's also just kind of crazy to have a five-year schedule when you don't even know. Like, Dante Moore is not even going to be the quarterback. Like, it's crazy to even think that far ahead. But I don't know. It's crazy. But anyways, we'll end on that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure if you guys like the podcast, if you like the insight that Josh Woods provided today, kind of recalling his Washington State game or the insight he gave as far as how you stop a dual threat quarterback, make sure you guys leave a review and tell us all about it and what you learned in this episode. Leave a 5-star review. Tell your friends, share it with a buddy, play it in the car on the way to the game, play it, you know, on your Alexa speaker or whatever, as you're making your pregame meals.
Yeah. At the tailgate,
do what you got to do. Play this, play some of the other episodes and have a good time. But with that being said, for Josh and myself, we're going to get on out of here. Thank you guys so much. You guys have a good one. This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.